This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Young African-American men in Alameda County face many serious challenges, things like high rates of incarceration, homicide, poverty, and low academic achievement. In 2010, the Oakland Public School District became the first in the country to create an office dedicated to addressing some of these issues. Now, as the Office of African-American Male Achievement steps into its fifth year, the group is celebrating growth. The number of students in their manhood development class has dramatically increased, with programs now in elementary through high schools, and the office is considering what it wants in the future. KALW's Laura Clivens takes us to a classroom at Oakland's Monterra Middle School to find out how the program's working and what students are taking away from it.
On the wall of a portable classroom at Monterra Middle School, there are posters of influential black men, people like Barack Obama and Michael Jackson. 16 eighth grade boys are focused on teacher Kevin Jennings.
So, we're about to watch this video first, and then we have a journal reflection after the video.
Whoa. Oh, God.
I know you gotta feel like your back is pinned against
the wall. The lyrics are a letter to African-American young men and their fathers. The video shows smiling black men hugging their kids and flashes through faces of famous people like Cornel West and Frederick Douglass.
So, can I get a couple hands and somebody tell me what they just saw in this video? Jalen.
I saw a lot of happy black people and famous black people.
Okay. I like that you said
comedy.
I like that you said happy black people. I like that you said that. So I have a question. Do we see videos like this often?
This is a manhood development class, a course created for African-American boys in Oakland's public schools. It covers a range of subjects from literature to history to current events, all from an African-American perspective. Today's class is about the importance of media images on behavior.
If more videos like Dear John were displayed, what type of influence do you think it would have on black males?
Their teacher, who they call Mr. Kevin, prompts the students to write in their journals.
You have about 6 minutes. Do you guys want music or do you want the time?
The students hunch over their notebooks. At the back of the classroom, alongside a large stuffed bear and a fish tank, a sign reads, "Mr. Kevin loves order and structure." He also loves journal sharing. He calls on student Michael Johnson, who reads from his notebook.
The influence would be amazing, because in our music and movies and in the media, we hear about black males and black people in general doing drugs or just making the bad decision. And if we saw in the media males taking care of their kids and taking the responsibility and own it up, could change what black people are persuaded to be. For me, as a person who has no dad growing up, this could be an impact in our life today.
Things run differently in these classrooms. Students are called kings, and teachers are brothers. Beyond pure academics, the course is also about learning to tie a tie, what to do when approached by a cop, and creating a sense of brotherhood. In 2011, the first year these classes were offered, 50 students enrolled in 3 schools. Now, there are 450 students in 15 schools all over the city. In January, to mark the program's fifth year, the AAMA hosted hundreds of students, parents, teachers, and funders in downtown Oakland.
Welcome to the second annual African American Male Achievement Community Report Out.
The event featured student performances. And PowerPoint presentations, including one summarizing a new report called Black Sunrise, that's S-O-N, Rise, about the manhood development classes. The report's author, UC Davis professor Vajra Watson, asked students in manhood development classes to describe what it's like to be a young black male in America. She projected their responses on a large screen. A young man in the audience read the words,
"Dangerous, humbling, targeted, hard, need to be a hard worker, very stereotype. Fear, not respected,
Then another young man read a list of how students in the program see themselves.
I am a diamond in the rough. I am a miracle in disguise. I am the essence of time. I am unstoppable.
But self-perception isn't all that's changed. Grade point averages are up 25% for boys in the classes. Since the initiative started, suspensions for African-American boys in Oakland have fallen by more than 40%. But there's still room for improvement. Some community members interviewed in the study think the classes are, quote, fluffy, lacking in strong academic content. Chris Chapman encourages the skeptics to come to class. He directs the African American Male Achievement Office.
So we front load heavy on relationship and on creating a culture and the conditions necessary where kids feel safe, where they feel they have a voice, where there's routines and rituals, of which then we go all in on the academic piece.
Meaning once the culture of the class has been set up, students start in on the more traditional academics, like reading Malcolm X's autobiography or learning about African civilizations. The office also gets pushback from other minority groups who'd like to be part of something similar.
Our focusing our attention and efforts on the needs of Black boys doesn't stop any other subgroup or anybody else from supporting Black girls, Latino, Chicano boys and girls, American Indian, Indigenous boys and girls.
But Chapman thinks there's much more than that to be done.
We want to evolve the department into a department of racial equity and healing. Equity does not mean equal. And so, you know, we're all located very differently in the city of Oakland. The idea that a universal system is going to meet the needs of everybody, that if we haven't learned that that does not work, then shame on us.
The event is coming to a close. A group of fifth graders crowd around me, all wearing the program's trademark hoodies, with an image of a raised fist holding a diploma on the front. 10-year-old Wendell Lewis describes it.
Like in the back it says AAMA, and in the front right here it says manhood, because we're men and we learn how to be mature. And
right now, there are just a handful of young boys like Lewis in this program. But in the future, the AAMA hopes these numbers will increase. They also hope to apply what they've learned to help other minority groups struggling in Oakland schools. Chapman's been spreading the word, advising school districts in San Francisco, Antioch, Minneapolis, and Atlanta. What started as a project in Oakland schools is now expanding nationwide. For Cross Currents, I'm Laura Clivens.